Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios live. Steve Livengood is in with us here today. We're going to talk about the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally coming up here in days.
Days.
Literally days.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, it's coming up fast here. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. And you?
Good, good. Thank you. This is the fifth annual event already.
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah, number five. That's good.
Zipped away very quickly. For folks who need a refresher course, what is the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally?
I don't know. No, the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally is a military vehicle rally that I host every year, where we bring in military vehicles, allow the public to do them. We have a lot of other things that we do during the day. It's kind of a short day. So we have a lot of vehicles coming in. We have a lot of things, a couple new things this year, and it's just a chance for people to come down and see these historical vehicles.
Yeah, it's kind of a car show for folks who have just a little different car.
Exactly, yeah. These cars, get in the back of them, you know, with permission, touch them, open up the hoods. A lot of them have the hoods open anyhow. Yeah, yeah, it's not a show and shine. It's just a show.
Well, before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of the May 18th event coming up here not too far down the road, down the road can be a little bit difficult this time of the year. We were talking before we started here this morning that some of these folks that have been coming for the last few years come from places were affected by flooding.
Very much so. The very first year, I get a lot of folks that come from Nebraska, and I'm not talking about spectators, I'm talking about people that bring vehicles. And the very first year, we had quite a few of them that canceled because they got flooded, and deja vu all over again. It's ironic that they can't hardly get to here, but once they get here, we're a little bit drier than there. It's kind of nasty over in their neck of the woods.
Yeah, we hope those folks get through this okay, and we certainly hope that they have an opportunity, if they so choose, to participate again this year. We sure appreciate having them come in our direction each and every year. You're going to continue a lot of the things that you've done in the past?
Yes. We haven't dropped anything. I mean, everything that we've always done, we still do. We just keep adding things. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I'm going to have to stretch the schedule out someday or something. But we're not dropping anything. We just keep adding things all the time. This year, we're adding the Bing Bang games because, you know, in case you don't have anything else to do, we've got some games. They're really not directed for any particular age. I would expect that for what you're doing, you probably ought to be at least 8 years old. There's some physical things going on. And if you want to show your age, I suppose 30-year-olds could do it also. We have secret messages that need to be decoded, bunkers that need to be bombed, sandbags that need to be relayed, duffel bags that need to be stuffed, and bombs that need to be lifted and lowered. A lot of weird things at the games.
Well, things that you're probably not going to be doing under normal circumstances.
No.
But a learning experience, nonetheless.
Yes, it is. And of course, obviously, it's all military-themed. There's not a score. You don't win. Everybody wins. So there's not it's not a timed event. There's only one. We're not going to give you forever to decode this secret message. Otherwise, it's not a scored event. It's not a timed event. And if you didn't do well, just get in line and do it again.
Just kind of meant to have fun.
Exactly. It's just fun.
Yeah, you'll know that the folks that bring those different pieces of equipment in will have opportunities for you, but a couple of opportunities really to kind of take a look and wander around a little bit. You'll see kind of I don't want to call it a parade, but it's kind of a march around town in a way. But they'll have opportunities to see different things and then to participate in some of the fun stuff there too.
Right, and we do have some static displays also. This year, the focus I'm doing is out of my personal collection is communications. So there's like 80-some items that any way the military has ever communicated. That's in my collection. Radios, telephones, whistles, flares, just all sorts of things. Like, I never really thought about that, but it is communicating. The Army's chief mission is to shoot, move, and communicate. We did shoot last year. Every year we do move, and so this year we're doing communication.
Okay, very good. For folks who have not been to this rally before, it's a free event.
It is a free event. There is no fee for anything. We do have food this year, of course, and so we're always looking to help pay for that. There is no gate. I don't have any gates. There's no charge to it at all for the participants or the public that wants to come.
Yeah, an opportunity for everyone to enjoy in their own way. But I know in the past we've kind of talked about assistance locally, and you've always kind of said, no, I got this. We're kind of handling things. We don't want it to be a burden for anybody. But you're doing more and more. Do you need some volunteers?
I do need some assistance this year. you know, I know how everything's going to work. The problem is there's just one of me. And so what I need is some folks that can step up and say, okay, Steve, how do you want me to do that? The big thing I'm looking for is some station managers, which is what I'm calling the folks that are in charge of those particular stations at the Bing Bang Games. We have certain things at each one of those stations that need to be done, not to mention just supervise the participants. So I need some station managers, somebody that knows a lot about bombing bunkers. I need a bunker bomber station manager, a duffel bag stuffer, and a sandbag relay guy, so or gal. The ages, I've had some folks suggest ages. There's going to have to be some decisions made. For instance, if you're a younger participant, you might not be able to toss that bomb quite as far as everybody else, so it's okay to move the starting line up. You know, those kind of decisions that need to be made. So yeah, I'm always looking for, and particularly this year, looking for station managers for my Bing Bang games. Always, you know, the parking. We do not load and unload the vehicles at the American Legion Memorial, the National Guard Armory parking lot, because it's just way too crowded for that. So sometimes we need folks, you need to park your truck over here, help them unload it if necessary, and then move it back over. There's always something to do. This year also, now this is kind of an Arise thing, this is the 90th birthday of the Armory, and so we're having birthday cake and all that good stuff. The Cass County Beef Producers are providing our meal. Well, they're providing the meat for the meal. So there's serving and that sort of thing. Some of it we got covered. It's always nice to have extra.
Yeah. Will that be kind of the muster area again then around the Armory?
Yes, correct. You bet. Yeah, yeah. It's all happening at the Armory. However, I do have some of the participants that are coming from across state lines, and that's multiple state lines, that, you know, oh, is the depot going to be open for a tour this year? I've also coordinated with the Coca-Cola Museum. Are they going to be open? Both of them are. So there's going to be kind of a gathering area, and so that we can walk, it's less than a half a block, to both of those facilities, and so they can tour those also.
Yeah, it's nice that all that is clustered in a small area there, so there's...
Yeah, it's great that it's close, but yeah, it's not so great that it's small.
Well, yeah. Well, that way you don't have to do a lot of wandering around.
Exactly.
That way.
Yeah.
And driving from point to point, a lot of that can be done very easily. I'm kind of interested in some of these events that you mentioned here. Are these the types of things that folks... this is coming from a non-veteran.
Understand.
Okay? Are these the types of activities that, like, for example, would be part of your training when it comes to, like...
The Bing Bang Games?
Yeah, boot camp, stuff like that?
Kind of. The duffel bag, of course, anybody that's not been in the military still knows what a duffel bag is.
Yeah.
So the duffel bag stuff. Anybody that's been to basic training knows about duffel bag stuff. They give you a pile that's twice too big to fit in a duffel bag and tell you to put it in the duffel bag. So we have a duffel bag. However, I don't want to have you stuff the things that you would normally stuff in a duffel bag. So there's 8 rubber bouncy balls that fit in. I've tested it. It's very much like sticking a live cat in a boot or a bunch of cats in a boot. The bomb the bunker, it's kind of bombing the bunker, except that we're not really using hand grenades like you would. They're little foam Nerf bombs. The lift and lower the bomb, no, you're not going to do that. What we have is a bomb that's probably, I don't know, maybe 80 pounds, something like that, a block and tackle, and you simply pick it up and lower it back down again using the block and tackle. No, you wouldn't do that in the military because they don't want you messing with bombs. The sandbag relay, well, all I can say on that is, yeah, even the civilians the last month or so, Southwest Iowa, have been doing that. Yeah. The encode a message, absolutely, although we're not using real official SOI, signal operating instructions, but yes, we frequently code messages, and so the bad guys don't hear about it over the radio.
Okay, well, and for the most part, there are some events that perhaps the kids can't really participate in, some of the heavy lifting stuff.
Exactly.
But some of these things, the kids can be involved and have some fun with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's the block and tackle. It's a 4-rope block and tackle for this bomb. So yeah, you got to pull at it. But if you can, you know, pick up a 20-pound bag of flour, you should be able to pick up this bomb.
All right. Yeah. Well, very good. Well, do folks need to pre-register or anything? Just do it that day?
We're just going to show up that day. I've had a lot of folks that are involved in the game saying, "How many people are you expecting?" I have no idea. The the games are set up and so that there's only one person per station except the very first station, the decode a message. You know, you can have 10 people there doing that. Then we'll have a waiting room and so that they can wait to get on the course itself. So, no, there's no sign-up necessary on that one. We'll start it as soon as we're ready. I'm guessing sometime around, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And we'll end it either when we have to or when nobody shows up anymore.
All right. Well, very good. Sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on. And if folks would consider being a volunteer, they just give you a call?
They can give me a call. The best way to do it, so I don't have to write stuff down, is on my email, which is Applewood, but that's only one P. So Applewood at Q, that's the letter Q, .com. That's the best way because I answer my email at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can return your email at 4 o'clock in the morning, but you're not going to like it if I call you back that time. So best way to do it is by email. If you don't want to do that, well, then you can call and talk to my answering machine, my home phone, 712-243-5445.
Okay, just another different type of activity to bring folks into the community and to kind of have a good time showing off a little bit.
Not sure what I'm going to do next year, but got to add something.
There you go. Very good. Well, if folks would like to know more, again, give them the details on the date, time, and place.
Details, date, time, and place. The date is the 18th of May. By my calendar, that's like real soon. 18th of May. That's a Saturday. The start time is 9 a.m. Now, I'm saying 9 a.m. Don't show up and start meandering the parking lot at 9 a.m. That's when the vehicles are going to come in. You probably get run over. So 9 a.m., and we're going to run until about 3. Now, we're going to run, you alluded to, the parade, the cruise. So we'll actually leave for the cruise about 3 o'clock. Still stuff to be done, birthday cake to eat and all that other good stuff, but the vehicles will essentially be gone. So 18 May, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, very good.
Oh, at the American Legion Memorial Building. That's the Armory, 201 Poplar Street.
That's kind of important, too.
Yeah, I've got to know where it's at. It's where all the Army trucks are at.
Yeah, you'll find it. It'll look a little different than most of the other locations that day.
Yep.
Very good. Hey, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Jim.
And we need to listen to this once again from the folks at W&S Suppliance.